Game time decisions.
Is it just me, Cam, or are you starting to hate Fridays? You know, most people, it's like TGIF. I'm happy it's Friday. I love Fridays.
You're TGIF.
I told Cam before the show was supposed to start at 4:03. I said, you know, Cam, I really hate Fridays. I said, most people like Fridays. I'm not one of them. Most people like Big Macs. I'm not one of them.
I like a good Big Mac. Heavy pickles, heavy sauce, load me up.
Most people like Whoppers. I'm not one of them.
I love Whoppers. Continue. I could really go for a Whopper right now. I'm starving.
Are there any Burger Kings left? They seem to be extinct.
Yeah, it's not good. Since the new consortium came into town, Burger King's really taken a hit. I'm not sure about the quality these days.
All right. So Red Heat and Rage Radio, we begin. I guess it's fitting. We should just start the show at 4:20 every day. Symbolic.
Yeah, that's a good call. 4:20.
The show starts at 4:20.
4:20 to 6:20.
Yeah. Normally I'd be like more rattled by the situation.
I've known you for like a couple decades, and you're pretty cool right now. I literally thought there was going to be a brick thrown through the wall, but wow, man, you're really zen as you're getting older.
Well, you know what it is, Cam?
Rage?
It's a word of advice for you. This is from Mickey Rivers. I don't know if you know Mickey Rivers. Mickey Rivers was the center fielder for the New York Yankees in the 70s, and a very eccentric guy, great quotes, you know. And Mickey Rivers was once asked if he was worried, and he said, I'm never worried. I've never been worried in my life. He says, if you can't control something, there ain't no use worrying about it.
That's a great line.
And if you are in control of it, why would I be worried? I'm in control of it.
Well said.
So therefore, I've never been worried before.
I like Mickey's style. That's good. That's a good line.
Yeah, it's one of these situations in which there's not much more we could have done.
It's like a
football team. You laid it on the field. It's like, you know, we were good to go. But, you know, sometimes stuff is going to happen, man, in cyberspace. And once again, it proves why the moon landing was the biggest freaking sham in the world. The biggest sham in the world. Cell phones don't work in elevators. Computers need to be rebooted. And you're telling me they sent a dude to the moon in like 1969 and they played golf up there?
And it was crystal clear.
Yeah, and HD too, Ken. Pretty clear video they have up there.
Looks pretty damn good.
It's amazing. Like, you know, now, you know, you got 4D porn and stuff. I guess you guys had 4D like cameras up there and you had super ultra. Let me ask you, how come they never went back to the moon? How come, like, we've never been back?
One time's enough?
They tell you, well, we were already there.
Do it again.
You're spending billions of dollars trying to send stuff into space now. What are you talking about? Dude, last week it was a big deal that they broke the atmosphere, Cam, and they sent a stupid car up into space.
Oh, yeah, buddies.
There's an electric Tulsa flying around up there.
That rich guy's company, yeah. He did that one.
Typical liberal, littering. I'm sure like Elon Musk is big on the environment, but he doesn't mind throwing his car up there.
How's your carbon footprint?
My carbon footprint's not very good.
I don't really think it's that bad. You don't own a vehicle?
My carbon,
I'm going to say your carbon footprint is very good.
My carbon footprint's very good compared to normal people, but people don't realize the amount of crap that adds up. I'm just one man, and I don't even eat. Like, I eat half as much as you do.
Yeah.
Like, how much is in your garbage? Like, you just must have bags and bags of garbage between you and Portuguese Joe at home right now.
It's a great point you bring up.
Because I'm just one man, Cam, and I'm always going to the show. I'm like, holy crap, man, where'd like all this stuff come from?
Let's just say, Gabe, I've started a bad trend. Because I get littering boxes from the city, right? And I want, because I was alone, I got like the smaller versions, not the family bin. So every week, you said it, me and Portuguese Joe seem to go through bags of garbage quite good.
It's adding up, right?
So on garbage day on Tuesday, you know what I do? I just stroll around my complex and pop my bags in other people's family size units. So I don't want to call the city and get a new one. It's going to cost me money. So I'm just using bigger receptacles. But great call by you. It's true. I'm on like a four bag. I'm over the number every week. If you say 4.5 bags, it's closer to 8.
I want to set up a private sting operation.
At my place?
No, I want to put a camera in my garbage chute in my condo.
Honestly,
and I want to catch whoever it is that doesn't push the bag all the way
in. Exactly. I hate those people.
It's amazing to me. Some chicks actually just like, they don't even put it in the
shoe. They don't touch it.
They just, no.
They leave it on the floor.
They just drop the bag in the room.
I know.
And it's like, listen, that's not the point of a garbage chute.
Great point.
The point of the garbage chute is for you to actually drop the bag
down the thing. Oh, I don't want to touch it.
It could be a dude, but I'm assuming it's one of these chicks in the hallway here. And I'd like to catch them red-handed.
Actually, I have a few.
And then I'd like to, like, shove their head into the garbage chute and shove them down the garbage chute.
I've only been at...
Go for a ride here, baby.
We've only been at Melrose Studios for a while, Gabe, but I know, I've met through my leaving on Mondays and Fridays to do Oakley. I already know who the culprit is.
One of the...
I can tell you who it is. It's your chick next door ordered tons of pizza last night.
One of the... there's a lot of dog walkers. There are a bunch of hot chicks. They all have nice legs. They're like figure skaters.
That's very true.
Yeah, they're like figure skaters. they all have nice legs. So actually, one of the nice dog walkers did talk to me today.
Well, I said hi
in the lobby. Yeah, one of the dogs was very nice to me for one reason, and
yeah,
then she started talking.
Yeah, see, that's what happens. The pooch gets in, and then you get in.
Yeah, I've been thinking about getting a dog.
I thought you were more of a cat man.
Yeah, I am, but I figured, yeah, you can't walk around the streets talking to hot chicks with a cat.
You're doing so many shows.
It seems like
if you're going to get a dog, you need one that's already trained. You can't be with the shows that you're doing, letting the dog like. No, I hate to tell you.
No,
like,
I'm going
to
get one of the hot chick dog walkers.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, she'll know what kind of pooch to get. Good call.
All right, we're waiting on Steve Merrill here right now.
Steve Merrill. Hey, I do have some good news for DFS and. Friends of the golf show, Patrick can't get late. Patrick Cantlay's 7-under leading game, but you know what that means. You gave me the old time, the speech. You know he's not going to do it on Sunday, but I would love to cash out if I could. 7-under leading at Riviera right now, and yeah, things are really interesting. Tiger Woods right on the cut line with DJ.
We've got a lot of DFS to get to today. A lot of we've got lineups. We got NHL lineups.
Yeah, we got NHL.
NBA Rising Stars Challenge this evening.
Nice. Do you got the NASCAR lineup too?
Yes, I did.
Oh, nice, nice.
I put it together, but unfortunately, I had to restart my computer, and I didn't click.
Oh.
I didn't enter it because I made the mistake of putting it together like the $44 entry thing. I always got to remember. You always got to look before you put the lineup together. What am I actually entering? Not all of us are like Cardano. They're like, oh, I entered a $1,000 DraftKings contest. I thought it was 100.
That was mine. I panicked. I saw 275. Abort, abort, abort. I was going to lose my mind. I'm like, thank God I didn't click it. Then again, I only have like 27 bucks in my account.
Yeah, so you would have been rejected.
So, yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's a good point. I wouldn't even have gone through.
Yeah. You would
have. Hey, I doubled my money last night, Gabe. I won an NBA DFS. The double up's the way to go. If you're a cheapskate,
you're
a cheapskate like me and you just want to double your money and try to get a bankroll, that's the game for you. I played it and I won with 294.5 points. No shark infested waters there. No guy getting 320 something, man. It was perfect, Gabe. Double up is the way to go.
Everyone that I talked to actually that plays DraftKings routinely on a daily basis says, now listen, you want to swing for the fences.
For sure.
You want to swing
for
the fences.
It's like buying a lottery ticket. You got to do it.
Yeah, so basically, you know, enter the $1, $2, $3, etc., and swing for the fences. But if you're sort of trying to build a bankroll, sort of like gambling, then the way to go is the double ups.
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic, too. Yeah. Because
I find the double ups are better because even the head-to-heads, I do very well with the NFL head-to-heads. But even the head-to-heads, Cam, you could, you know, there's not a lot of clowns playing head-to-heads on DraftKings basketball. So you're going to have a good, no one's just giving you a free pass.
No.
You're going to have to put up like 275, 290, et cetera. And listen, last night, anybody that didn't have Jokic was...
That's how I won.
Yeah.
Jokic, he's my guy. Jokic is the man,
baby. It was done.
Yo, what do you have? 89.5. I think he had close to 90 DraftKings points there. It was fantastic.
We bring Steve Merrill in right now. Sports, prosportsinfo.com, one of the covers experts.
Yeah, no,
Steve.
I'm just asking for next week. Cause...
Always a pleasure, Steve. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Steve,
can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Steve.
Yeah, we got you, Steve.
This has become a nightmare.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I hear you fine.
So how you doing?
Are we on the air or are we off the air?
Yeah, we're
on the air.
We're on the air, Steve.
Finally.
What? See, what happened? He'd been lost in cyberspace?
I don't know. Like Monday, I don't know what happened then. Apparently, he said he's been calling me for the last 7 minutes, but my phone would ring like once and nobody was there. I don't know. It's just becoming painful. I think we're taking steps back, technology-wise.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you know. Well, you are in Virginia, after all.
Yeah.
You are in Virginia, after all.
We're way behind the Canadians in technology.
I think you're way behind a lot of countries in technology, to be honest. No, not so much the U.S. I think Virginia might be a little behind the rest of the U.S., to be honest. But, we're on, Steve. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what it is, to be honest with you, Steve. We haven't really had too many problems over the last 2 weeks. But for some reason, on Monday and now on Friday, we have. It's like, you're cursed.
What can I tell you? Good times.
So, Steve, Daytona 500. You ready for some NASCAR?
Yeah, I mean, I thought last season was as good as we've had. We talked about it, Gabe. You know, I mean, nobody watches anymore. Nobody attends the races anymore. But it's a shame because I actually thought the competition last year and the changes they've made have actually made some of the most exciting racing we've seen. So we'll see how it plays out this year. The stage racing adds more elements in the middle of the races, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see a crash at one of the stages this week in the Daytona. You know, these guys are going to be jockeying for position. They saw how those bonus points played out last year and how they helped Truex.
Hey, Steve, taking a look at the odds. Brad Keselowski, 7-1. Danny Hamlin, 10-1. Joey Logano, he's 12-1. Kevin Harvick, 12. Chase Elliott. You know me, Steve. I always like to look for not among the favorites, around somebody with a little bit more value. Do you have any couple guys that are at a higher price that you can target and maybe have a chance in this thing?
Well, there's no question you want to look at long shots on these restrictor plate tracks. They're the most random races of the season, but that's incorporated into the odds. You know, in a normal race, the favorite would be maybe 4-1 or less. At these restrictor plate tracks, almost everybody is in the double-digit range. So the nice thing is you can take four or five drivers, and if one of them hits, you still turn a profit. What's interesting about the Daytona 500, even though it's a very random race, we've had some, like, no-name winners over the years. Very seldom do we have a young guy win. Now, the one exception, of course, was Trevor Bayne several years ago. He was at 100-1. He actually finished third in the duel. I actually had him on my radar and mentioned him on several shows that year. So it wasn't a total shock. One guy that did run well last night and finished third in his duel is Bubba Wallace, who's driving the 43 car now. But in general, the young drivers normally don't do too well in these races. You do get guys like Kurt Busch that won last year, Ryan Newman, who won a few years back, who aren't exactly dominating the other tracks that can get it done. But I really think you have to look at the teammates here. Keselowski and Logano are going to be the team to beat. You're not getting huge prices with them. If you're looking at another team that looked good last night in the duels, I thought Gibbs, who was the most dominant cars on the track last year. Hamlin was pretty good until he fell back, but he's starting front row. Kyle Busch and Eric Jones were in the top five. Now, Eric Jones has taken over the 20 car for Matt Kenseth. He was Martin Truex's teammate last year, and he is going to be in the Gibbs cars this year. He's at 20-1 or higher. Would not be shocked to see Jones have a good run.
You know, look at
22-1 for Jones.
Look at Kurt Busch, not Kyle Busch. He's in my DraftKings lineup, actually, Steve. He's flying under the radar, nice price considering he's the defending champion here. But not just that, but over the last 10 plate races, he's averaged a 12th-place finish, Kurt Busch. But, Cam, this is like a golf tournament in which it's sort of random. You know, there are long shots that win. You know, there are guys that are better plate drivers than other guys.
Ted Potter, like a guy can come out of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, there's been, you know, like Trevor Bayne, you know, won the Daytona 500 before. Guys can come out of anywhere. There's going to be a ton of crashes. We saw last night, Crash City, Steve. There's going to be crashes. So there is that invariable all the time here. But we can't discount, as you stated, you really can't discount Keselowski. Now with Earnhardt not on the circuit anymore, Keselowski sort of becomes that new plate racing king right now. You know, he's had a ton of success at the different plate tracks, Steve.
No question, and he is the active leader right now with plate wins. As you mentioned, Earnhardt Jr. retired, so Keselowski has the most plate wins of anybody in the race this weekend. And one thing about Earnhardt Jr., he got a lot of his wins, you know, 10, 12 years ago when they really had a mechanical edge on the restrictor plates. And keep in mind, that's when Michael Waltrip, his teammate at the time,
dominated as well. And the analogy I'll use for the Michael Waltrip of this race will be Ricky Stenhouse Jr. It's a guy who doesn't do anything on any other track, but is always very, very consistent on the restrictor plate. So it's
Can he win without Danica, though? Can he win without Danica in his life?
Instead of comparing Keselowski to Earnhardt, I think Stenhouse to Michael Waltrip is the analogy, and that's another guy. We're not getting a huge price because he keeps doing so well, but it just shows some guys are better on these tracks. Their five-year relationship is over, and she, of course, is dating Aaron Rodgers now. And, yes, it'll be interesting to see how she runs also. She's actually in the race this week, and she's doing a very limited schedule this season.
I think she wears the pants in that relationship, Steve, with AR.
Wore the pants. It's over.
I think he made a big mistake.
Aaron Rodgers won.
Yeah. I think Danica runs the show. That's just my opinion.
I think it's a big mistake. I'd be with Olivia Munn over Danica Patrick.
Good call, Munn.
But that's besides the point. All right, Steve, so we got a couple of minutes here. Time has flown by. So what are your top picks here? Give us a pick and a long shot, and then we'll get to the college basketball tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the teams. I think the team to beat is Logano and Keselowski, and then also I think Gibbs racing, and then also Harvick, Clint Bowyer, and Kurt Busch on that team are going to be tough. So I think, obviously, Clint Bowyer, you're getting a little bit of a better payoff, and Eric Jones, as we mentioned, you're getting a little bit of a better payoff on those two teams because they're kind of the long shots from each group.
You know, nobody's bringing up Martin Truex Jr. at 14-1. Menard, our boy Menard, Steve, is actually going to be on Menard, my DraftKings team. Got to have him in fantasy purposes.
Yeah, he's good on these tracks. By the way, one guy I'd stay away from this week if you're doing matchups, Kyle Larson, finished dead last in the duel last night, didn't finish, and in the clash last week said he did not like his car. And the reason I bring that up is because I think Kyle Larson might win the championship this year. Other than Truex, he was the best driver on the circuit last year, but he's not going to be that strong this week. If anything, if you like him for a future bet, wait till next week. He might get a better price to win the championship.
Cam, last night we talked about Cincinnati and Houston.
Yeah, Houston, the Cougars.
Yeah, and Cincinnati was leading most of the night.
They were.
We said that Cincinnati hadn't lost a basketball game since December the 16th. Similar situation this evening with the Rhode Island Rams, Steve, going into St. Bonaventure. Rhode Island, man, these guys, they would be a 5 seed. Well, they would be if the tournament doesn't get turned upside down, and we'll get to that a little bit later in the show. But Rhode Island on the road tonight, Steve. They haven't lost in conference play. What do you make of this game against the Bonnies?
Well, I think it's a good setup for St. Bonaventure. And the one thing about Rhode Island is that they're not a great defensive team. They're giving up over 47% shooting on the field from the field on the road this season. E.C. Matthews has a knee injury. Now, this line is starting to climb. It was 2 earlier today. It's up to 2.5. So it looks like Matthews is playing. Just not sure if he's 100%. And St. Bonaventure has actually won 7 straight games. So they're a live home dog here. Rhode Island's having a great season, but this could be a spot where they fall this night. Tonight, I think, especially if Matthews is not 100% healthy.
Interesting.
Hey, Steve, it's Ivy League Friday. Anything from the old Ivy League that tickles your fancy there? A few interesting matchups, short favorites all over the board.
Yeah, as we talked about last week, the Ivy's so tricky because the level of play just isn't the same as the bigger conferences, and that's why you see a lot of these games, kind of random results in these Friday, Saturday back-to-backs. One team that's a home dog tonight, Columbia, getting 2. I feel like they could put some points up against Pennsylvania. You look at Dartmouth as a 2-point dog against Yale. So we have some short home dogs tonight. The biggest favorite is actually Harvard, a 9-point favorite at home against Brown. Harvard, Bryce Aitken's out. This is still a team I think is probably the team to beat in the Ivy League. But these games are so random. You know, they don't play all week, and you just never know what you're going to get from these teams when they've been off for 5-6 days.
The Ivy League blows.
Yeah, at least there's some other games tonight. I mean, it used to be the only thing on these Friday nights.
Yeah, exactly. That Rhode Island St. Bonnie's game is going to be a good one. Yeah, that's the best. The Ivy League blows.
It does. It's a terrible conference. We can tell you, though.
It's like handicapping a bad racetrack. It's like handicapping a lower-rent racetrack and horses. You know, it's just random.
Yeah, well, we own a horse.
Yeah, we know about random.
Lower-tier racetracks. That blows, too.
Listen for me now. Listen for me, you better listen for me now. Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
All right, thanks to Steve the Curse Merrill.
You know, it's funny. It reminds me of the old days, actually, when Steve would join me at night, and I would often lose.
Really?
Yeah, I think he is the curse.
You're telling me when Merrill came on, you lost more games than other guests?
Yes.
Like, significantly more?
Yes, but I seem to lose games in horrific, horrific, painful ways.
You do got a drama for it. There's no denying that. Oh, even in the soccer game the other day. Ridiculous.
Last night I had UCLA in the second half, minus 2.5. So I needed them to win by 9. And they won by 8 in the second half.
It's like Groundhog Day. We hear the story every day.
They won by 7. They won by 7. But what's crazy is I guess the kid on UCLA stole the ball at the end of the game and tried to dunk it. And
buzzer.
It was too late, though.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was too late.
Brutal, brutal. Yeah,
it's pretty much a nightly occurrence.
Yeah,
but
the rim job.
Listen, I would rather lose by 1 point. Yeah, I'd rather lose by 1 point. Then lose by 40.
Yeah, it means at least you were sniffing.
Yeah,
right? You were hovering.
Yeah, I know. I'm sort of on to something. Unlike Tony Cincata last night, who told us it was a lock. It'll be interesting. I don't even know if Tony's going to go to the wrestling tonight anymore.
Yeah, I remember. That's right.
He said it's a lock that Denver and Milwaukee will be a low scoring game.
I think
Denver scored like 73 points in the first quarter.
good point, Morenzi. I told him too. Every lock has a key. Every lock has a key.
But once again, it was a trap.
I was on Denver.
Yeah, you called it. It was a good call by you. You've done a great job this week, Cam, identifying the traps of the week.
It's one of those weeks where I'm just kind of, you know, sometimes when you look at the board and you're seeing, it can get real cloudy, man. Trust me. And you know, it's very streaky. But yeah, the last couple nights, we hit the Ducks and Ducks parlay with Anaheim and Oregon, and Houston came through, and the NBA was great. So I just want to keep the train rolling, buddy. I hope I can win this golf tournament, because I really, we got to save up for our trip to Vegas. I'd love to have some extra dough in my pocket.
Yeah, your double duck parlay.
Quack, 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 quack. You're double duck, baby.
Your double duck parlay cashes.
Peking duck. You said it. You go get on the Peking duck. You like the Peking duck parlay. It works. Hey, the Oregon Ducks, that was a tight, tight game versus, you called it, man. You can't lay points with USC. They're just one of those teams. Sure, they won the game, but it went right down to the wire. 2-point game. Great tie within 5.
Dude, that's been the theme of the week. Games. Yeah. That's been the theme of the week. All week is road dogs getting it done in these conference games. It's upsets. It's the upset time of the year right now. It's not quite March, but it's already begun. The craziness is going to begin. You're seeing big teams lose on a nightly basis. Purdue goes down last night again. That's the third game in a row they lost. We told you last night there's no way in hell those two teams get to 138 points. They didn't even get to, like, they barely got to 100.
They're just walking it up.
Like that.
You said there's no offense.
That was one of the easier wins of the year. And, of course, somehow I screwed it up by double-clicking the Ohio State and Penn State game to go under the number. But that game went under the number by, like, 1 point or 2 points. So, you know, the moral of the story is, if you're betting a bunch of games every night,
that's going to happen.
You're going to end up, there's going to be some bad beats along the way.
There's going to be a couple rim jobs, but what are you going to do? Just you get on the train, but you get back on that horse and you gallop. That's what you
got
to do.
So tonight we got the Rising Stars Challenge in the NBA. Always a fun game, always a high scoring game. But the totals are getting pretty crazy right now, and it was 298 earlier in the day. It's up to 301 right now.
301? 298 seemed a little bit high.
The thing is, it's a 40-minute game, so it's not 48 minutes. It's a 40-minute game. And to compound that, the clock doesn't stop.
I'm going to tell you.
It stops in the last, like, 2 minutes.
Take the under. Take the under. 301, Gabe. I don't care if there's going to be no defense. That's insanity. That's a lot of points, man.
This is one of these bets, Cam, where you're going to be sweating out.
It's going to be close to the number either way.
Yeah, you're going to be sweating it out no matter what happens here. If you take the, you know, you take the over. Look, I was at the game. I had the over a couple of years ago, and it was a freaking sweat job, man. It went over by like 4 points.
Do we still got the celebrity all stars?
Yeah.
Oh, remember the kid from Montreal, Arcade Fire. We cashed that so hard because the guy actually played. Remember, he played basketball.
Yeah,
that was a great win.
Yeah, he wins the celebrity MVP often, but not every book is going to have that.
Yeah.
So you know, I don't see it. I'm sure we could try to track that down. I don't really pay much attention to that. I don't know if the guy from Arcade Fire is playing, but I remember. Yeah, we nailed.
He was that guy made us good money that time. Because he actually was a good basketball player, and he's a big dude.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, man, this guy, like, I went out there and go, this guy looks good out there.
Yeah, he played. He was like a starting point guard in UConn. Not at UConn University, but in Connecticut.
In Connecticut,
He's from Connecticut.
Yeah, good. That guy has skills.
Yeah, you wouldn't think so, too, because he's in a hipster rock band, hey, right?
I'll be honest with you with one thing. I agree with most of the things you're saying, but I like that band. That's a good band right there. They're very, very talented.
What, Arcade Fire?
I'll defend Arcade Fire big time, yeah.
I don't really bash Arcade Fire.
No, they're a good band. Very talented. Like, amazing, actually.
I know a few of them.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know, though. There's like freaking 13 of them in a band or something.
Yeah,
there's like 10 of them.
It's like, yeah, they got their own horn section and stuff. You're right. It's almost like a symphony. It's like if you're a manager.
I'm not friends with any of them, but no. I used to go to a bar that they went to. It was a small bar.
Yeah.
It's the Montreal music scene. What surprises people, there's another hipster band called Godspeed You Black Emperor.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're like massive as well.
They're
not as commercially big as Arcade Fire. Like Arcade Fire's won Grammys and stuff like that, right? They've played the Grammys. And
true.
For an alternative band, they've played pretty large platforms. You know, Godspeed You Black Emperor is more like hipster type.
I know a lot of people like that band.
But yeah, actually, one of my ex-girlfriends is in that band.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and the funny thing is, I didn't know.
They're actually, like, they're quite...
I had no idea. Like, I don't even, I know a lot about music, but I didn't really know about Godspeed You Black Emperor.
Very big in the underground.
And then I saw they were playing, like, a 3,000-seat arena or hall, in, like, a New York type thing. And I was like, holy crap, you guys, they're big enough to sell out, like, a theater in New York. And it was like a hot ticket. And I didn't know much about them. And I stumbled across, and I'm like, oh, my God, like... Yeah, the cellist.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's amazing, man.
I have a lot of ex-girlfriends, though.
Hey, but being a cellist in a band like that, that's pretty impressive, man.
Yeah. I don't
Let's
know if
give
she's,
credit.
Yeah, I don't know if she's still in the band, but she was. Like, she's on the first few records and stuff. But same thing, Godspeed You Black Emperor. They've got, like, there's, like, 22 people in that band.
Yeah, I know. What are you going to do when you got to pay them? You're the guy who books them. Oh, my God. You're just sawing off bills.
Yeah, they're not.
That's the thing. You prefer when you like a three-man band when come payday.
They're not making a lot of money.
No.
They are.
Actually, they're doing pretty good.
No, but they got to split it up between a lot of ways.
A lot of divvying.
But you'd be surprised. You never know how bands split money up.
Yep.
A lot of times, there's a few people that sort of keep more.
The front man, maybe?
Yeah, like Motorhead. You know, like, people aren't going to see the other guys in a band. They're going to see Lemmy.
Yeah, so he has his own system of divvying.
Well, yeah, basically, like, you know, years ago, yeah, I remember, like, you know, when Lemmy was older, they were getting more. But I remember years ago, they got $20,000 a night, Motorhead. So that's what they were getting paid for a show.
He took 10?
20K, yeah. He took 10, and the other three guys split the other 10.
Huh.
Yeah, so they got like 2,500, I mean, a little more than that, 3,300 a night while he was getting 10. But
I like Lemmy's take, but then again, you said it. He could probably, like,
without it rubs the other guys the wrong way, right?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. You'd be surprised. I know, like, salaries, people always think that big bands make this and that, and, you know, you'd be surprised, man. You'd be surprised. Like, I knew the girl that played guitar for Michael Jackson. And that's as big as it gets. So that's as massive as you're going to get.
So she was a studio musician for him.
No, she was on tour.
Seriously?
Yeah, she was the guitarist on tour. Studio musicians are different. Yeah, the people that play on the record aren't really the ones that are on the tour.
How much
did
she make?
She got $1,000 a night. It was $1,000 a
night.
And
that was back in...
But she got $1,000 a night, regardless of whether they played. And they didn't play a lot. Like, Michael Jackson's so big.
He didn't have to go every night.
He doesn't go back to back. So he would play, like, on, you know, he'd play on Wednesday and then Saturday type. Like, he would play, like, two shows a week on the tour.
So she makes $2,000.
You know. Well, no, she's making seven times a week.
Okay, 7 times a week.
Yeah.
Get paid every day.
You all right today, Ken?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. It's like a snow plower. Even if he only plows snow, he gets paid for every day he doesn't plow snow.
I just said she made $1,000.
I know. She made
$1,000 a day, no, whether they played or not. No, and he's like, so she made $2,000 a week.
Yeah, I know. But the point of your story was you'd be surprised that they don't make much money. And then I'm kind of like, yeah, then $7,000 is pretty good, I'm thinking.
Yeah, so it doesn't sound like that much. You're like, man, really? Because the thing is, you're under a lot of pressure. You can't screw up.
Not for Michael Jackson, you can't.
No, like it's a big ass production, man, right?
For sure.
But she also got $1,000 a day for the rehearsals. So she got $1,000 a day. Like, that was her salary, whether she did anything or not. And she rehearsed for like 4 months. They rehearsed like a band, the band that was going to be on the tour, for like 4 months every day.
Hardcore.
Like, but with the lights and everything, and like there's an explosion that goes off here at this time. You can't be standing there. This is hardcore stuff, dude. Like, that's how the dude in Metallica blew his face up.
Yep.
He forgot that there was a pyro that was about to go off.
It's happened a few times to a few bands.
So, like, people think, oh, these rock guys are all wasted and they don't know what's going on. If you're wasted, you don't know what's going on, you're going to get hurt. Like, in today's modern, like, in a big rock show.
Oh, yeah, for a rock show, for sure you do.
Dude,
yeah.
There's, like, metal and fire. Like,
fire in your crotch. You never know. Something might be swinging at you.
You're going to fall off the stage. Like, there's all kinds of stuff that can happen.
You're so right. Those stages are dangerous.
Trust me. Smaller. I've played. Smaller stages are dangerous. Like, things happen on stages. Look, a couple of months ago. It's actually pretty funny. A couple of months ago, it was the irony of it. Marilyn Manson had like a massive gun, big metal gun on stage. It collapsed and it landed right on him. It took him out.
He's done, like, out cold.
Well, it broke his leg, I think.
Yeah. If it landed on his head, he's dead.
It ended the show.
Oh, for sure it did. If a big metal gun landed on you from the sky, yeah, of course it's going to end the show.
It ended the show. I saw Steve Tyler nearly kill himself on a stage. Yeah, but you think about it, Cam. So she was on tour for like a year and a half. So it doesn't sound like a lot. You're like, Michael Jackson, that's all you're getting is $1,000 a night. But she was on tour, like rehearsed 4 months. It was basically like a 18-month operation.
For sure.
So in 1 year, she made $365,000. You know, so she made $1,000 a day, and then she made like another 180K. It was like a year and a half operation that she was on it for.
That sounds sweet.
And this is in like 1989, 1990. So it's pretty good money then. You made about 500-600K. But then it's like sports, the endorsements. Boom. She's the guitarist for Michael Jackson.
Huge.
She's allowed to say that as well. You know, Jennifer Batten, guitarist, Michael Jackson tour. That's big money. Yeah,
huge money.
Yeah. Industry. So she got, you know, she was one of my teachers. Like, I know, like, she even told us all. Yeah, she said, I got $150,000 from the guitar company. I got, you know, $75,000 from the amp company. She basically got all free gear plus like $100K from all these people.
Sounds sweet.
But she has to represent them, right? Like, she has to do magazine shots. And hey, I'm Jennifer Batten. I play Ibanez.
I play Ibanez.
Yeah.
I'm Gabe Morenci. What do you play? You play.
I play Ibanez.
You play Ibanez too.
Yeah. BC Rich and Ibanez. You know, it was a surprise. You wouldn't think of Mike Cardano as being a guitarist, but he's got that Eddie Van Halen.
Oh, yeah,
guitar.
He likes to shred.
Yeah, he put it together himself, he said, too.
Yeah, I bet he could shred.
Yeah.
You guys should do that, hey, man. Have you guys ever, like, he plays guitar, you play guitar.
I think
you should do a segment.
I think Mike Florio plays guitar, too.
Does he really?
Yeah, like folk rock. Joan Baez and stuff like that.
Joan Baez.
James Taylor.
James Taylor. You got a friend.
All right, Cam. So you want to take... all right, so you're saying take the under 301.
Yes, I am saying take the under.
You're saying take the under 301. Last year, final score, Team World 150, Team USA 141.
191 under.
That is 291.
That is correct. 291 under.
I've got Cam rattled now. And you do horrible, like, on a game show, Cam.
Are you kidding me?
I think you would choke.
Oh, you got it.
I sincerely think you would choke.
Really?
You would panic, yeah.
Are you nuts? I play Jeopardy at home, and I do well sometimes. I get on little rhythms. You'd be shocked.
I just said 150 to 141. You're like, that's 191.
It's
under.
291.
It's 291.
It's still under. It's still under. It's under 301.
Cam would be on, like, the prices, right? And what do you bid, Cameron? 500,000. No, I meant 5,000, Bob. No. Can I, you know?
I think I'd shock you and take both showcases.
A couple of weeks ago, it was around the Super Bowl, actually, on Jeopardy. They had football questions.
Oh, they were just brutal.
Yeah, no one knew.
No, me. I know.
No, but it was beyond bad. Like, basically, it started out the easy one. It was like, the person that accepts the snap of the ball and throws the football. It's like quarterback. Right? Yeah, it was basically... And the three
people, just blank.
They were all just staring, like, kind of like, I
think one of them was like Cleveland blank, and they're like,
I don't know. Like, beep, beep, beep. So Alex Trebek didn't got smug. He's like, oh, it's a quarterback.
Yeah.
And everyone in the audience is laughing at them. But then they started getting hardcore. You know, like, which team was coached by Jimmy Johnson that won? It's like, how the hell are they going to know?
No clue.
How the hell are they going to know?
I think an ordinary person. I bet if you asked my mom that, she'd know.
I think I'd do well.
Do you think your mom would know Jimmy Johnson coached the Dallas Cowboys?
No.
My mom would, actually.
No, my mom would not know.
No, she wouldn't know?
No.
Okay.
My mom knows about the Vancouver Canucks.
Oh, she likes the Canucks.
Yeah, she watches Canuck games.
Does she like the BC Lions?
No.
No, just the Canucks. Okay. Fair.
Nobody likes the BC Lions.
Actually, I prefer them over the Canucks.
So do I.
I don't like the Canucks.
I don't like the Canucks either.
I hate that team.
And I got to be honest with you, even though I might move to Vancouver.
You won't be a Canucks fan.
Not a Canucks.
If you become a Canucks fan, oh, man, that would suck.
I'm not anti-Canuck. It's just...
I know. I don't like that. Yeah.
No, you know, my deal is, well, we'll get on the other side while you don't like the Canucks. They've screwed me for too much money. That's
true,
my deal.
True.
Specifically in that Game 7 in the finals against the Bruins.
I was there.
I lost a lot of money on that game. Thanks, Roberto Luongo. The BC Lions really pissed me off, too. A lot.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Game time decisions.
Well, that's an hour of radio that I like to forget. You know, that's...
Sorry.
If this is a football game, like, we're a team, we just had, like, 13 penalties. Somebody got kicked out of the game.
Yeah, they blocked our extra point, took it back.
Yeah, but at the end, like, we're tied 6-6. It's like, I'd be the coach. All right, guys, we can't live in the past.
We're still in this game.
Because I got to be honest with you, there are times sometimes where I just want to throw things in and walk out.
But
you can't do it. It's like, all right, you know, we had an issue. We lost the gas. We had a problem. But you can't. You just got to keep going on.
You plow through it, buddy. You plow through. I can't wait.
Rising Stars.
To bet.
Cam can't wait for the Rising Stars game tonight.
Can't wait for it to go under the number.
You're not even going to watch the Rising Stars game, are you?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm probably going to watch a couple things tonight. I'm going to probably watch the Carolina Islanders hockey game. Would be something that, because I'm going to be betting that game.
Oh, you're going to be the one guy that's watching that game.
That's what I do, Gabe. That's what I do.
New York Islanders, Carolina Hurricanes.
Great game.
Television ratings, 1.
Yeah, that's me.
Cam Stewart.
And hey, it's going to be a great game. Lots of goals, lots of excitement. Great for DK. We got hockey lineups for you. I'm telling you, don't worry about it. It's going to be a great, great night. No, I'll watch the Rising Star game too.
9 o'clock Eastern, Rising Star game.
Perfect.
So as I mentioned last year, 301 points, Cam. 291. Now I'm rattled.
Yeah, you are. 291.
Yeah, the year before that, it was 301.
And now the total this year is exactly 301.
That is correct. So Team World, 150, 141 last year. Year before, the game I was at, Zach LaVine was the MVP.
Wow.
Team USA, 157. Team World, 154.
That's over the number.
That would be a push.
That's 311. Right? That's 311.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
God. See, oh, now my I'm God. Back. Now, what is going on? How are you going to do on a game show, Morenci? I'm not sure.
As long as they don't ask me about math, I'll be all right.
That's another thing. Yeah. Give this man a math question.
Yeah, I'm just, I'm officially rattled
oh,
now.
Oh, you are?
Now I'm rattled.
We're having a good time. Right?
We are we?
Yeah, we are. We are.
I want to start smashing things.
I know you do. But
I've already been on edge all week, to be honest. That's the thing. Like, you know. So, you know, Cam, sometimes you just got to accept things that, like, the biorhythms. Should we check in on our biorhythms right now? Last time we did, it was pretty bad.
I guarantee whatever
you're
it is.
You're smarter now, though. You were actually smart. Remember, like, you were at an all-time low of wits at the time.
Oh, yeah. When we did our first biorhythm, I was legally dead. And my IQ was about 50. It was ridiculous. I don't know what happened then, but no, this week's going a little bit better, but you know, we're not perfect. Right. I have a feeling the biorhythms are kind of below average.
All right, biorhythm calculator. I'm going to punch it in right now.
So do we go by birthdays?
Yeah, I'll do yours first. Okay. So what's your birthday?
April 4th.
April.
Don't tell anybody from China that. It's a death number, 4-4.
Man. Oh, my God.
What?
4-4. Yeah, no wonder you lose so many bad beats. You're cursed. 4-4.
What about you in the afternoon with soccer and stuff? What, the rim job of the night. You're just as cursed as me.
Am I?
I don't know. Yeah. No, 4-4 is not bad because 4-4 becomes 8. Just don't tell them it's 4-4.
What year were you born in?
75.
Thank God it's not another 4 in there.
It's that changes everything.
1975.
Yep.
Biorhythm chart date.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the date today. Okay, yeah, what's the date?
Today is February
16th. All right.
16th, yep.
Okay, display intellectual, display emotional, physical. Let's display you one. Let's display them all. Intuition, spiritual, awareness.
High.
Aesthetic. All right, display charts.
Yep. Are you reading?
All right.
You know how to read it?
I don't know. I know how to hit calculate. Okay, so let's see. Let's
hit calculate.
See what it says right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
I'm ready.
That's a good question. Now it is kind of confusing.
Yeah, I told you there's a lot of lines and stuff when we do these charts.
Wow. All right. So intellectual, -9%.
That's all right. Could be worse. What's next?
Emotional, +100.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, actually, you know
are
what?
You pretty emotional recently?
No, I've been shaking things off a lot better, actually. I'm trying to be calmer.
Yeah, the only thing is I don't understand what is high and what isn't.
100 would be good and -9.
Yeah,
would be
I don't
bad,
know
right?
What's good and bad. So I can read it to you. What difference does it make?
So this whole chart thing's just a piece of crap.
Yeah,
like, you don't know, if we don't know how to read it, there's really no point in doing it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so, what does that mean? Like, is -9 good? I don't know. Maybe.
I would think it would be horrible.
It sounds bad.
Yeah, it does sound bad.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know. I'll admit, I'm just getting dumber by the day, Cam. Like, it's a fact.
I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Like, no, like I we probably have about like a couple of months left in our career because it's like breaking. It's like that Benjamin Button dude.
Yeah, we're getting.
No, right. Like we're getting older
and stupider.
Yeah, but have you seen? No, he gets younger.
Yeah, he gets younger. I know. That's the thing.
See, we can't. The movie, yeah.
I know.
What's the movie about? Oh, he gets older and stupider.
No,
he ages backwards.
Exactly. He starts off old and gets to be a young baby.
Let's just change the name of the show from Red Heat and Rage to Dumb and Dumber.
I like it.
Bad and worse gambler.
Hey, I don't know, man. The picks have been hot this week.
You're right.
Come on.
Now, the picks have been fire.
The DFS stuff has
been
funny. The picks have been winning, winning, and winning. And I know what? You could say anything you want about us. You could call us stupid.
Yeah, you're right.
You could say our charts were for monkeys.
You're right.
But the picks have been good.
I gave the two Big Ten unders last night. You gave the parlays.
Come on, man. It's been a great week
gambling. We might be stupid, but we're picking winners.
Yes, exactly.
That's
true. And I'd rather.
That's the promo that we should have done. We did a promo last night after the show was over.
We might be stupid, but we pick winners.
That's, you know, Florida. I want to do a new promo.
Yeah, we'll use this
one. We'll cut it right now. Just record this right now. Hi, I'm Gabriel Moretzi.
And I'm Cam Stewart.
And we might be stupid, but we give you a lot of winners. Weekdays at 4 o'clock on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Tune in to Dumb and Dumber with Red Heat and Rage. It's not bad.
That's very good. Was it 30 seconds?
No. Yeah, we need new nicknames in Red Heat and Rage.
Okay, Dumb and Dumber. I got no problem. It's fun.
Dumb and Dumbass.
Dumb and Dumbass?
Dumb and... All right.
Gearbox.
Okay, let's just start this over again, all right? Yeah. Last year, the Team World won 150 to 141. 291 points.
Yep,
all right.
Correct.
Both of us, ding, ding, ding. We're on our game. Year before. All right, so that's an under. It's an under 301.
Yep, under.
All right. 2 years ago, the game I was at, Team USA 157, Team World 154. As you alluded to, 311.
311.
Over. All right. The year before that, Team World 121, Team USA 112. Way under.
That is crazy.
Way under. Year before that, 142, 136.
Under.
Year before that, 163, 135.
Push. Close. That one's real close. Is it under?
We're so stupid. I think that's 298.
Yeah, so that's right on the, that's pretty, that's
it's
close
under.
To,
it's
no,
under.
But it's close to the total. That's, I was just saying, that's a very, very close one.
Yeah, that was Team Chuck and Team Shaq.
Team
Chuck. So, yeah, essentially, Cam, you know what? It's only gone over 301 points once, ever.
So
when they went to 311.
Is the trend your friend, or do you think they're just going to play no defense this year? There's a steam movement in the game. The line opened up at 298. I don't care if it's an exhibition game. The line went to 301.
Johnny Public's going to bet the over blindly.
That's right. Johnny Public is going to bet the over blindly.
And I bet you Johnny Public doesn't even know the rules of the game. You don't even know the rules, man. You don't even know the rules.
It's going under. You can put that in your pipe and smoke it. It's a good bet tonight, man. That's a lot of
How
points.
Am I going to smoke a bet, Cam?
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Yeah, let's analyze that saying for a second. Yeah. Like, put that in your pipe and how? Like what?
I don't know. That's what the saying is.
Put the pick. We're going to cram the pick into the pipe.
Put the good stuff in the pipe and smoke it. Just put it in your pipe and smoke it. It's a statement. Bam, bam, bam. It means hit it. That's what it means, right? Hit it.
You know what? Fortunately, today is Babano Day.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Why is he coming on? Or
he should be. Yes.
Oh yeah, I forgot. It's Friday today. Wow. Is he still getting nice treatment at home from his mom?
All right.
With those beautiful, beautiful, beautiful leftovers. Lots of foil in Bobano's world. He's actually doing pretty good, too. The last picks that he sent that night, he went 4-0 in the NBA. He went 7-1 in the NHL. He's hitting some winners, buddy. So I think he's a guy we should be listening to, because it has been. I don't care how bad things have been. The picks have been good. I'm putting my foot down, Gabe.
Ultimately, isn't that all that matters?
The
picks are good, that's all that matters.
Doing a radio show, you know what I mean?
We had one guest on hold for 9 minutes, we completely forgot about another guest.
But the segment with Tony Cincata yesterday.
People tuning in, you have to understand, we're in crisis management here seconds before the show starts, all right? Like. It takes a lot to rattle both me and Ken.
Yeah.
I've been doing this a long time. And
oh, I'm not rattled.
No, I'm good.
I think we're doing amazing.
I'm good now. People seem to be enjoying the show.
That's
as
what I'm talking about.
William Guy tunes in and says, the Canucks have screwed everyone in BC for years. Lifelong Canuck fans. No cups. Great show, boys.
Thanks. Thanks, Brad.
See, the Canucks happened. That's it. I don't hate the Canucks. I just hate the fact that they've screwed me.
Well, you remember what happened after that game, do you not? I was there working it, right, Morenci? And I put money on Boston. They burned down the whole city. I see a guy going through a window. Remember?
You know what I was doing that night?
What?
I was on a plane leaving Vancouver as the game start of all time.
Really?
Yeah. I was there like for the 4 days before. You were there. We did a live show together.
Yeah, I know I did. I know. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, I broke my foot the next night.
Oh, yeah. You're tripping on things.
I was a victim. I got attacked. That's another reason why I don't like Vancouver.
Yeah, bad luck there.
Yeah. Jeff Galooly got me. He came out with a crowbar. Bam!
Right behind the dumpster.
Yeah, bam! No, the true story is I kicked the garbage can.
Huh. I thought you flew down a flight of stairs.
No.
Oh, okay.
I kicked the garbage can really hard.
And then broke your own foot?
Yeah, because I thought the can was wood.
Oh, but it was steel.
Dude, it was cement.
Oh.
You know, like it was a thin thing of wood, but with concrete.
Oh, God.
So I went right through the wood into the cement. And I told a cop to go F herself at the same time.
That's a good one.
And she told people like standing there like Frankenbull and Jazz. She goes, you know, I would bust your buddy for telling me to go F myself, but I think he just broke his foot. And she started laughing.
Cops.
I got to be honest. I went to Vancouver and broke my foot. I went to Vancouver and got strep throat, and I never got strep throat in my life. I thought I was dying. Got strep throat. I've been in a Vancouver hospital twice. I don't even live there. And I know where they're hospital. I've been in the emergency room.
Oh, sorry.
So, Cam, I was in the emergency room.
You finish your story.
The weekend of the riot. So I was there, like, after game six type deal, or five or whatever. Like, I was there. Remember, we were there. You were there longer. I was there for, like, 4 or 5 days or whatever. And my plane left as game seven is starting. So I got a broken foot, no crutches or anything. I'm walking around on a broken foot. All right, we're on the plane. And fortunately, I'm on a WestJet plane.
Yeah, so they treated you nicer.
They had the game.
Of course they did. You didn't have to watch
awesome.
The CBC documentary.
Oh, stupid airline.
I'm with you.
WestJet actually had cable TV on planes.
Great point. I will never
So I was like, quick, boom, I got the game.
That's when I flew
JetBlue. They even told everyone, don't worry, we have the game. We got the final Stanley Cup game seven.
Air Canada, not so much.
So just by chance, so basically, Cam, we're on the tarmac, and everybody's excited, right? Oh, go Canucks, go Canucks.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Biorhythms, not good.
No, they can't be good.
Connections, not good.
Loose.
Biorhythms, internet connections, phone connections.
Down.
Relationship connections.
Very, very, very sad.
Basically, anything with the word connection at the end of it.
Yeah, there's no
sucks.
Love connection.
Sportsnet connected.
What are you talking about? It's Sportsnet disconnected.
Like, yeah, anything. Yeah.
It's connected. What the hell are you talking about?
Ha ha ha.
You going to make some picks tonight, buddy?
You know, earlier in the week, I wanted to just get drunk. Like, I was like, you know, I can't take this.
Well, yeah, like, you got shows at night. It's hard to get drunk.
It's like, I can't take this anymore. Now, like, now really is one of these deals. I don't want to go to, like, a nice nightclub. I want to go to, like, a really, like Barfly, like Mickey Rourke.
Can I offer you a beer?
No.
Okay. I have one in my bag. I just went to the grocery store before the show. I got a couple tall boys in there.
Of course you do.
And I also got two steaks for $6.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, like, you know, remember we played that game before, what's in Cam's bag before? There's always, like, mystery. So what do you know, once you get the bag, tell us what's in the bag.
You want me to go get it?
Yeah, grab the bag.
Okay.
So you got...
I got a few things in there.
Cam's got the steaks in it. Cam basically walks the streets with, like, a bowling bag. And whenever Cam says, like, hey, can you hold my bag for a second?
It weighs a lot.
Yeah, it's like he's got, like, eight, you know.
Marenzi, I wanted to tell you one thing. I also
it's like 50 pounds.
I also have some food in your crisper. Just to tell you, I got a couple cans of Classico and a couple logs of female bacon, but I'll go get my bag. It's double wrapped.
Yeah, I want to see. Let's play what's in Cam's bag. All right, so maybe number four is not completely bad luck, because our boy Spenny Mac is tuning in. Says his my dad's birthday is April 4th, 1944.
Hey, I get the same birthday.
April 4th, 1944. Yeah, you know, they don't even have the number four, like, on addresses and stuff like that in Asia. Speaking of Vancouver, too, a lot of neighborhoods, they're not big on the number four there either. Yeah, rising stars.
When my buddy Vince told me that my birthday was April 4th, it was kind of not cool because his family really liked me before. But they gave me some cut-eye at dinner we went to for Chinese New Year. Chungi
they think you're bad luck.
Well, that's the thing. So now, they think I'm cursed. There's no denying it.
So what do you got in the bag here? You've got, looks like you've got a lot, you know.
I got some big Ziplocs.
I got to be honest with you.
Okay, you want me to go through?
If, you know, you don't look like you're homeless, though. You're a well-manicured, well-dressed man, but.
Thanks.
This bag basically looks like a homeless man's bag.
I found my old DraftKings shirt that I found.
This is Cam's bag that he's carrying around just routinely right now. He's got a DraftKings golf shirt.
I got
a bunch of baggies that look like they
would be. I got a shaver and a Ziploc bag.
You got a big Ziploc bag that cops would think, oh, what do you got here?
I got a thing of NRC for.
Like an energy, picker upper.
Yeah, it's an energy picker upper / vitamin C supplement. I got some cream for a rash that I have on my stomach. I got to go. Actually, it's funny you mentioned that, Gabe. I got to go have surgery pretty soon. I got a marble in my
surgery.
Yeah, I got a marble the size of like my belly button. Now it's a hernia. Like I got, it's going to be the size of a golf ball pretty soon. I don't want to show you because it might make you sick. Anyway, here's cream. I got cream.
Mystery cream.
I got a Budweiser tall boy. I got a Molson Canadian tall boy. Not done yet. I got an old mouse. Not like a living mouse, but a mouse for the computer.
Yeah, you got a mouse for a computer.
I got coupons for Big Macs.
You've got a baggie.
With a Proline $2 voucher.
I've never seen this in my life. Like, you've got more than two beers. How many beers do you have?
I got seven. There's four or five. I got a big night tonight. I think my buddy's coming over. My friend Forbes, he plows snow. He wants to have a couple cold ones. Oh, yeah, and I also have a toothbrush and toothpaste in another Ziploc bag. A coupon for A&W. A coupon for Thai food.
So you walk.
A message for cleaning.
So what's the deal? So you make sure that
hair
you bring a little like sandwich baggie full of fast food gift cards and coupons.
Correct.
Like you don't leave home without them.
No, I don't. I usually when I have a lot of them, I double wrap them in elastic bands.
Like, so essentially, this is pretty much like all your valuables.
Yes.
Like, the most important things like that you have right now would be losing this bag would suck. You lost your steaks.
Yep.
You lost your seven beers.
Oh, I'd lose it.
King cans, too. Pretty big beers. That's like 14 beers.
Yes, they're on sale. $2.25. Usually $2.70 a can. I made off like a bandit today. Even the lady at the grocery store, she goes, sir, do you know everything you bought was on special? Great shopping. And I go, thank you. Anyway, Marenzi, there's more stuff in the bottom there, but I don't think you want to keep on digging. Lots of coupons, lots of gift cards, lots of
I didn't realize that. So beer was on sale.
Yeah. Well, I offered you a cold. No, I'll leave one for you because you're my friend. Don't know what I left for? Hey, people, know what I left for Gabe? I actually he's on the health kick right now. But I left you a beautiful Haagen-Dazs bar up there for.
It's still there.
It's gonna be a real treat when you're feeling depressed and down. have one of those, buddy. It'll take you to a beautiful place. I'm telling you, it's worth it to pay the money for the good stuff.
After losing thousands of dollars over the last couple of months, having our phone line cut in and out here 82 times
you deserve,
last week.
You deserve a nice
Yeah, Haagen-Dazs is going to make me feel better, Cam.
I think it will. Stay positive.
That's it. Speaking of positivity, all right. So it's Chinese New Year.
It is.
Happy Chinese New Year, everyone.
Know what it is? Kung Hee Fat Choi. That's Chinese New Year.
Wow.
Kung Hee Fat Choi.
Very impressive.
Vince is my friend. He's Chinese.
Kung
Hee Fat Choi.
Kung Hee Fat Choi.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Kung Hee Fat Choi, okay?
You are correct, Gabe.
Right, so you know what animal it is this year? Year of the what?
I'm going to say snake.
Did you know?
Is it the year of the snake?
No. Did you know a couple of years ago it was the year of the horse?
I know it was. I know it was the year of the horse.
I was convinced the Denver Broncos are going to beat your Seahawks because it was year of the horse.
Are you kidding me?
No, I wrote it. Like, I was like, man, the Broncos are winning. And I'm like, man, year of the horse. I'm like, it's destined. The Broncos are horses. It's year of the horse. John Elway and both Peyton Manning even look like horses.
They do.
They both like... John Elway looks like Mr. Ed. Mr. Ed's an old horse, like it was a TV show
John
in the 50s. Mr. Ed, the horse,
John
look it up.
Elway's gums?
He's got a horse.
Said it. It's a horse mouth.
He's got a horse arm.
I know. No, you said, no. And we talked about mascots fusing. John Elway played his whole career for Denver. He looks like a horse.
You're right.
Peyton Manning.
Insane.
Ralph Friedgen, a turtle. And Coach K, a devil.
I remember you talking about Friedgen looking like a turtle years ago.
He
actually,
does.
It's true. You're right. We brought it up.
Just like he's got the
Coach
same
K
turtle.
Does look like the devil. Blue devil.
Yeah, he does.
And it's true.
John
Elway literally looks like that horse logo when they got his mouth is open.
Damn right. He's got great gums.
You know who else looks like a horse?
Who?
The chick from Sex and the City. Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, yeah. She does look like a stallion. Actually, a lot of people say she's got kind of a horse face. But, yeah.
She does.
She looks kind of like a thoroughbred. Yeah. She's a thoroughbred.
She looks like a horse.
Yeah. I don't know what track she's running at, but... I'm not sure good enough for Gulfstream. More of a mid-track. I see her starring at Indiana Downs.
Should go to our race on Sunday night and get blasted.
You know what? I'm going to tell you. I think actually if we can find a vehicle, it might be a good time to go. Because if that horse wins, we want to be in the picture this time.
It's pretty far.
Flamborough? It's about an hour drive.
Hamilton.
Yeah, it's about an hour from Melrose Studios, $1.30 door-to-door.
So $1.30 door-to-door. So that's
it's a long way, buddy.
Yeah, we're talking multiple hours for horse race that's a minute and 52 seconds.
And if we don't have a car, our Uber would be from Hamilton back. I'm thinking about $250.
No, we'd have to go.
We'd have to go with Saftik.
We'd have to go train it.
Yeah, but then you got to get there. The track is nowhere near the train facility. You have to get off, and then you got to either cab or take an Uber from there.
Yeah, we're not going to the race. Now.
I don't think we're going.
No.
Okay, we settled that one there. Adjourned.
It's pretty pathetic that we're a race team that just, we don't have the resources
have
to get to the
track. We don't have a car. We can't watch the horse race. Like, what the hell are we doing?
We can't.
Honestly, we're a joke.
That's what I've been saying all day.
I just can't believe it.
I'm going to stop, though, because Cam was in a good mood, buddy. And he's going to leave here.
I don't want to.
We can't even afford.
Remember? No, the theme of the day is we have picked winners.
You're right. We got to get back to that.
We have picked winners this week.
Winners. There's been winners.
Let's do this.
There has been
Let's
winners.
Pick some winners.
Okay, so these are the rosters here tonight, Cam. Jaylen Brown.
Yep.
On USA. 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 Jaylen Brown.
Mm-hmm.
John Collins.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Dunn.
I like the Dunn man from Providence.
De'Aaron Fox.
Yep.
Brandon Ingram.
Yes.
Kyle Kuzma. Donovan Mitchell. Mitchell's going to light this job up tonight.
You're damn right he is.
Torin Prince.
Good call.
Dennis Smith Jr. He's going to be, I think he'll play well in this format.
Give me the world.
And Jason Tatum.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Lonzo Ball would have been on the team, but he's too busy charging people $200 an autograph right now.
No. $200 for an unsigned, with no pitcher, just a signature.
So what is he signing? Just a piece of paper?
That's what I said. Like, do you walk in with a piece of printer from your printer? Do you walk in with a napkin?
I think he's doing that like right now as we speak. Yeah. And meanwhile, I saw that DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry were tweeting out pictures of they were painting a mural in Compton today.
That's nice.
Yeah. You know, DeMar DeRozan, if Lonzo Ball's autograph is worth $200, what's DeMar DeRozan's worth? And you know what's crazy? DeMar DeRozan's autograph probably not worth very much.
No, it's not. He gets disrobed. Oh, yeah. Did you see the Twitter poll on ESPN, too? They left out the Raptors. They have teams to represent the Eastern Conference. They had Cleveland and Boston. They didn't have the Raptors there. Didn't even have it in the survey yet. They're leading the Eastern Conference.
That's good.
What a joke.
That's good.
That's fine with me. I really don't. It's just ridiculous. That's what it is.
That's good.
Stupid.
It's good. Inspiration and motivation.
Yeah. You're good. Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
For the Toronto Raptors.
Bulletin board material.
All right. So the world roster is pretty stacked. You know what? I'm really surprised at the world roster. The world roster actually opened up as favorites in some places, but it swung to the USA, and I'm surprised because it's pretty much the Philadelphia 76ers. Joel Embiid is playing in this game tonight.
Yep.
You got Joel Embiid. You've got Ben Simmons, and you got Dario Saric.
Wow. Three Sixers.
So you got three Sixers here. But the thing is, Joel Embiid's playing in a real All-Star game Sunday.
And you know he doesn't play the back-to-back, so how long is he going to play for?
And they're also going to the playoffs. The Sixers are becoming good.
Good point.
How desperate are they to be running around tonight to win this rookie sophomore game?
Probably not that intense.
You know, so it's impressive. And another thing is Joel Embiid is a 7-foot, 250-pound center.
Wear and tear.
In a game, Cam, that there ain't no half-court sets here tonight. They're running and gunning. This is alley-oop. Like, he'll have a lot of thunderous dunks and stuff, but it's not really it's not a big advantage having a big center in an All-Star game, Cam.
No, you're right. It's all guard play, fast plays, up and down the court, no defense. You bring up a really good point there.
You got to be able to hit threes.
And the thing is, to your point, yeah, playing in this game, I think it would take the All-Star game a hell of a lot more seriously. So you know what? That's a good point. I don't think he's going to play a lot of minutes tonight.
And the thing is, too, exactly. And you've got these three Sixers, but on the USA team, you've got the two Celtics together, and Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, who I think are more well-suited to a game like this.
Chemistry.
And also, I think, who will bring it a little bit more. Like I said, I just don't see Embiid and Simmons going insane tonight in this game. You know, I think De'Aaron Fox, he's going to have a nice night. Guy to really keep your eye on tonight, though, I really sincerely believe Donovan Mitchell.
Good call.
Look, you know, Donovan Mitchell's putting up, big points, 40 DK points on a nightly basis, as is. Now playing in a defense-free format, you know he's really going to go crazy here.
He is going to go crazy.
Slam dunk competition tomorrow, Cam. I've got some odds for this. And I think we're going to agree on this one.
I think, I got some picks for you, too.
Dennis Smith Jr., plus 190.
Yep.
Donovan Mitchell, plus 200. Larry Nance, plus 300.
Yep.
Victor Oladipo, plus 375. In these sort of random type of competitions, I think it's crazy to take the favorites. I think Victor Oladipo at plus 375. He's a sick dunker. He's been in the slam dunk competition before. So he's experienced in this, and that matters. People think, oh, it's just a slam dunk. It doesn't matter. They get nervous and stuff, man, and they screw up the dunks. Oladipo's been there, and Oladipo did well, actually. It was just Zach LaVine was crazy when he was in the same competition. So I think Oladipo at plus 375 is actually worth a look. And don't sleep on Larry Nance Jr. either. I think he's going to be able to slam down a couple of nice thunderous ones.
The way you're seeing it is in a four-man competition where you're getting the third and fourth place participants at almost 3 and 4 to 1.
It's
that's
random,
the way to, that's the way to go.
Dennis Smith Jr. is plus 190.
Donovan Mitchell, I kind of like.
Donovan Mitchell's dunks are pretty sick. Now, being the degenerate that I am, but I am also a big basketball fan, so I enjoy doing it. I actually watched. I saw a page. You're all together. Their best dunks in games this year, and Oladipo's were the craziest. You could Oladipo did a 360. Oladipo took off from the free throw line. Like, Oladipo is a very explosive dunker, man, in real games. Donovan Mitchell, kid right now, Cam, I've noticed he's got two moves only. Like, I watched 10 thunderous of his best dunks this year. It's the same thing.
You're saying he's not creative? He goes to the one. Creative enough to
win. He has a sort of twirl, sort of 360 thing. But, I don't know. I watched Oladipo, and Oladipo's done different things. You know what I mean? Like
you say, he's got more.
Yeah, Donovan Mitchell's dunks are all the same.
Oladipo,
that's what I'm saying.
Has got more tricks in his bag.
Yeah, Oladipo's done a few 360s. He's done a few thunderous one-handers.
So he could mix it up, and if he needs that dunk to get over the top, he has the magic trick
and
in his arsenal.
I think Oladipo's the best jump on these guys.
Yeah, I'll agree.
Well, Dennis Smith Jr. is freaking explosive, but he's a rookie, so I don't know how he's going to handle this. And then you got Larry Nance, Cam Jr. What's nice about this, his father actually won the slam dunk competition.
Larry Nance.
Yeah, so you know he's going to, he'd like to
honor his old man.
Oh, yeah, you know, so he's going to be bringing it big time. And he's 6'10". He's 6'10", so he's going to, you know, he's going to be able to lay down some pretty thunderous thunderous dunks. So, I you know, Kim, I think Larry Nance and Victor Oladipo are worth both looks at plus 300 and plus 375 in a slam dunk.
Well, that's the thing. If you're going to bet it, right, and you bet you get half of the competition, and you can guarantee a nice, nice payback when you're getting Nance close to plus 300 and Oladipo close to plus 400, Gabe. The other guy's plus 190 and plus 210. So do it, man. I love that value.
Yeah, I figured you'd be on board with that.
I am. I am on board with Stag because, you know what? Oladipo should not be at that price in a four-man competition. It's a little bit crazy.
You know what? One of our only listeners that actually got the Mr. Ed reference, Mike Cardano.
Yeah.
Mike Cardano. He's howling. He really is. Look at him. Here's the picture.
No, John,
I don't want to move anything.
No,
I want to tell you.
Don't touch anything.
Don't touch anything.
You know what? Yeah, John Elway is a horse. He's got horse gums.
He really is.
He's got horse gums.
And but when Elway was, he really does look like Mr. Ed.
He's a horse. John Elway is half man, half horse. He's a centaur.
Like, if John Elway had sex with Sarah Jessica Parker...
Oh, God, they create horse children.
They would have secretariat as a kid. Like, yeah, don't.
She pumped out secretariat. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Got a little Kentucky Derby thoroughbred right here.
Good breeding. Good breeding.
Yeah, John Elway and Sarah Jessica Parker.
I like it.
Year of the horse. Yeah, so we got sidetracked, actually.
Yeah, well, so what year is it?
Yeah, so it's
Year of the Rooster.
Year of the Dog.
Dog.
Year of the Dog.
That's a good dog.
I am the Year of the Dog.
I like the dog.
I am the Year of the Dog.
You were talking about getting a pooch, and now it's the Year of the Dog. Wow, that's interesting.
It's Year of the Underdog, it means.
Yes, you're damn right it's the Year of the Underdog.
But as I stated, I've tried to correlate Chinese New Year into gambling, and I lost a lot of money doing it.
Yeah, that's the thing about the Chinese New Year.
I did like the Broncos already. So for the record, Cam, 2018 is Year of the Dog.
The Broncos have screwed you twice.
People born in 1958, 1970, 1982... 1994, 2006, and 2018.
You're the dog.
Our dogs.
Yep.
And I was born in 1994. So that makes me Year of the Dog.
Now you really are Benjamin Button.
How old would I be in 1994?
1994, 24.
Yeah, that's it. I'm 24.
You're 24, looking good.
I'd have to go with the 82 one if I wanted to lie.
I gotta hand it to you though.
If I wanted to lie, I'd have to say 82.
No play for Mr. Gray. Like you're not young.
I'm bald.
No, but
I'm gray. I'm bald.
I'm telling you, you should be happy because your whole beard's not gray. Most guys have all gray. You know, redheads are the last ones to get gray.
It's true. I only have a little sprinkle.
That's what I'm
saying.
Little
sprinkle.
No play for Mr. Gray.
Considering how stressed my life is and like how much I gamble.
Yeah, you're actually doing pretty good in the hair department for color.
Yeah, but I don't have any hair.
Well, that's okay. You like shaving your melon anyway.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
What? What, having no hair?
It doesn't matter if I'm like, oh, you have good genes. You're not gray. It doesn't matter.
It does matter because you don't have a totally gray beard.
That is true.
That's what I'm talking
about.
That
is true.
You have to find the positives.
I should note, you're like younger than I am, and you got a lot of gray on your beard right now.
I know.
You're about to say, no shit.
I was going to drop something else.
Cam, you need like... You need the...
Just for Men, color in gel.
Yeah, so not the black one like Mitt Romney and the politicians.
Remember?
They all have that slick. It's like, Mitt, you're not fooling anyone. You're 72, bro. You got jet black hair, man.
Remember the commercial? Mr. Greybeard approaches Miss Hottie. Rejected.
Yeah.
You should have used the brush in for Men, color
that
gel.
That beard is weird.
Yeah, that beard is weird. Your stash is trash.
I like those ads with Keith Hernandez and Walt Frye.
Yeah, well, Clyde Frazier. And now to the action. Yeah.
like, what are you guys doing in my bedroom here?
I know.
Your beard is weird.
Your stash is trash, brother.
So, yeah, do they have, like, your color? Do they have, like, red, like, of,
Auburn? For sure they do.
Auburn.
Yeah. Auburn, baby. Yeah, they got my color. Anyway, I'm also letting it go, Marenzi. When I trim it up, it's very speckles of white. But you're right. You're older than me, and you got less gray. So good for you.
Want to remind people this weekend on a lighter night, if you're an NBA fan, you're looking for some action, check out MYB. MYBcasino.ag. That's MYBcasino.ag. Long list of casino games.
Blackjack.
Slots. Slots and other sort of, new school video games that people like to play.
Good call.
You're winning money on.
Keno.
But they have live dealers, people. Live dealers. You get a 200% sign-up bonus, man. That's GTD 200. GTD 200. Punch that son of a bitch in. GTD 200.
Virtual horse racing.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it this week.
Yeah,
I want the 200% sign up bonus. Gonna play some late night blackjack with some lovely ladies online. Live dealers, mybcasino.ag.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Red Heat and Rage Radio, Game Time Decisions, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
We got to go through the 3-point and the skills challenge, too.
Yeah, 3-point. Yeah, this is one I don't often bet on, Cam, because this one's really difficult to pick. But what do you got for us?
Well, Klay Thompson's the favorite at plus 210. Eric Gordon, plus 375. Devon Booker, plus 550. Paul George, plus 650. I don't know. Looking down at the list, Kyle Lowry's plus 850. I don't think he's going to win that competition. But I'm thinking Paul George at plus 650 looks pretty good for – that's a big, big mid – range value bet right there. I mean, you're right. Anything can happen, but I'm not going to lay Klay something plus 210. There's a lot of guys in this competition, right? We have 8 competitors instead of 4 in the slam dunk. So I think if you're looking for a mid-range guy, I'd probably go with Paul George.
All right. We don't have a line for the All-Star game yet. That'll be posted late Saturday night. Interesting. I got an angle, and no one's going to be talking about this game, actually. But this is what we're here for. Tonight, Canisius.
Oh, yeah, Canisius.
In honor of Brian Blessing.
Giggle away, boys. Giggle away.
Yeah, Canisius are playing tonight.
Buffalo's playing, too, but not Canisius.
Yeah, Buffalo and actually, it's Mac night tonight. So, but you've got Canisius taking on Monmouth this evening.
Ooh, Monmouth.
Yeah, nobody's really, track. People aren't really going to know much about Monmouth, but Monmouth could be without their two best players this evening. Micah Seaborn. Doubtful with a hamstring injury, while Austin Thiemann is questionable with a shoulder injury. Two of their leading scorers, actually, tonight. And they're favorites.
No, yeah, Canisius is favored by 3 now.
Yeah, Canisius are 3-point favorites in this basketball game. But I think they're 3-point favorites for a reason due to the injuries. Canisius are a better – this isn't one of Monmouth's better basketball teams. Canisius are a better team right now. They need the wins. And, evidently, one of the guys was doubtful. And what tells me now, Cam, that the line keeps moving is word's gotten out that they're not playing. They're without two of their leading scores right now.
Steam movement. Yeah, if you like Canisius,
I think Canisius is the play, Cam. They're minus 155 on the money line.
That's what I was going to say. 155 on the money line, or you could lay 3 total in the game.
This is where we redeem ourselves, Cam.
Well, yeah,
from the horrible show by picking winners.
Horrible show.
Terrible.
No. I'm not buying into that. Told you. Great picks all week. Great picks all week. You want Canisius? Sure. Take a shot with Canisius.
Better
Golden Griffs.
You know, I'd prefer it was 145 or so, but better money line this one, just because it is a road game, right?
Yeah, it is a road game.
It could, you know, could be close, but as we stated,
I usually don't like going against home dogs. But you're telling me if Monmouth has that many problems right now with their injury guys, then Canisius is well worth a look. Then,
all right. So the big game tonight, Cam. You called it last night. It's a very similar situation.
I like St. Bonaventure.
You do, huh?
Yeah, I do.
I'll give you some numbers that you'll like here. St. Bonaventure have won outright in 10 of its last 11 home games, posting a 5-4 spread record. But now, you know, now it's different. They're actually a short chalk, dog here.
Yep. They're +2.5, +130 on the money line.
Short price.
Very short price. Rhode Island's a damn good basketball team.
Hasn't lost since December 6th. But I said that last night. We cursed them. We mushed them.
What are you talking about? I like Houston.
I brought up Cincinnati. I said they haven't lost since December 16th, and then they lose.
And when has
so it, now I'm bringing up the fact that Rhode Island hasn't lost since December 9th.
Perfect. Broadcaster's curse. St. Bonaventure, click, 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 click. You know, I've already liked the Bonnies. It's a big game for them, Morenci, because you know they're going to be a team. I think they can get into the tournament. They should get into it. If we beat Rhode Island, that's a signature win. It's a very similar situation to Houston. I think they have to win this game. They're going to be hungry. I think it sets up for the dog in this game. Don't you?
Rhode Island are 21-3 straight up.
They're very good. No, the Rams are awesome. I always like that team.
The three teams they lost to, listen to their losses. At Nevada.
Nevada's hot.
And I remember, well, now they're actually not playing great, Nevada, but
they're still good.
They're a good team, though, yeah. And earlier in the year, they were really killing it. Nevada's still good, but they've stumbled a bit. But that's a tough place to play. That was earlier in the year. It was like the third game of the year type of deal. And it was a close game. They lost at Alabama. No shame in that. And then they lost against Virginia on a neutral court. So, like, their losses, they don't hurt them. Like I said,
Virginia's one of the best teams in college basketball.
Yeah, they're getting, you know what, they're number 16 in the Associated Press poll.
Yep.
They deserve better than that. You know, they're number 5 in the RPI rankings.
Yeah, they should be, I think, somewhere in the middle, around 10, 11.
They're that good.
No, you know. This is the Lamar Odom Rhode Island days, man. This is nice to see this program back because I've always liked them.
I thought Cincinnati was going to win last night.
Yeah.
You thought Houston. I didn't give Cincinnati a pick. I didn't bet the game. But, you know, congratulations to you. You were right about Houston. I don't know. Maybe this is a trap again, but I think Rhode Island's going to win.
Really?
I just think they're better. I think, like, the level is just different. Cincinnati and Houston, I don't think the level's that different. Yeah. Like, I think they both have stud players. I think Rhode Island's players are just better than St. Bonaventure.
Bonaventure.
They have a better coach, a better program, better recruits.
I think they're a better team, but who's that chucker on St. Bonaventure? He's one of the leading scorers in the NCAA. Like, but Bonaventure has star power with that one guy. Like, he's going to go deep.
Adams.
Yeah, he's amazing. Like, absolutely one of the best players. I've seen this guy take his team on his back before. I just think it's a spot for them where they need the game more than Rhode Island does. That's why I lean to the 2.5 points, +130 on the money line.
Adams averaging 20.5 points per game, 5.3 assists, 3.9 rebounds. Six in the country in three-point accuracy, hitting 50.8% of his three-point shots. The senior guard has been especially hot lately, scoring 40, 44, 24, and 26 in the last four games.
I was watching the Buffalo News, and they had a feature on him. really impressed me.
I'm like, wow, Cam's dropping knowledge. Yeah. Cam's talking about the leading scorer of the same.
No, this kid's a stud, man. Like, he's just lighting it up. There was also a couple games this year, last possession. Guy, like, ice water, drills a three. Trust me, St. Bonaventure, Rhode Island's a damn good team, but they're not going to be intimidated. The Bonnies can play.
How about this? Going back to last season, the over is on a 10-2-1 run in Rhode Island's last 12 road games.
150 is the total, flat.
Got to go over the number.
75, yeah, we can get there 75-75. It should be right around that number.
All right, so what are you betting on tonight, Cam?
I'm going to bet on St. Bonaventure, Gabe. I really like that game. I'm dead serious. I really am betting on that game. In hockey tonight, I'm going to do a public parlay for you. I think there's a couple games that we could look at tonight. I think I'm going to take the Carolina Hurricanes. I know they're -210. That's not my style, so I'm going to have to find another game. I'm parlaying Carolina with the Winnipeg Jets in the -210 two-end public parlay. Jets and Hurricanes. I also I lean to a lot of the
Jets
home teams
and Canes,
tonight.
Another public parlay. Jets and Canes.
Yeah, Jets and Canes.
I liked your public parlay a lot the other night, and we appreciate it. We cashed it. Canes and Jets parlay +117. I can't really disagree with it. The Jets are hot, but The Jets are my nemesis. Like, anytime I take the Jets, they crash.
No, I know. They've hurt me before, too. That game against the Rangers cost me. That was the, remember when we talked on Sunday? That game was a meltdown.
I don't know if you saw in the news, actually, Cam, but a bunch of flight attendants and passengers were hurt on an Air Canada flight
yeah.
to Costa Rica. Yeah, Toronto to Costa Rica.
Unbelievable. A week after. I know. That's crazy. I know. I couldn't believe it.
And it's funny because when we took it, too, they even stated on the plane, they said, don't be alarmed, but we might, you might get some turbulence. And then they said it might be a little bumpier than you're used to. They sort of warned us. It must be, I don't know, it's a turbulent area over there or something.
Really? In Costa Rica?
Yeah, when I was on the plane, they actually said, strap in, and they said, don't worry, we're going to hit some turbulence, and it might be a little stronger than you're used to, but it's okay.
Can I tell you a story? Because this is why...
Turbulence would freak you out, huh?
I'm going to tell you a story, and this is really serious. I haven't told you the story. Why do you think I have had panic attacks on planes? I was a little guy, and we were flying from to Disney. We were going to Florida, and we were flying over Pittsburgh, and there was major turbulence. It was a lightning storm. Weather came out of nowhere. I was a little kid. We started going, rrr, rrr. The plane started dipping and dipping, and the oxygen mask came down. I go, I started the game. I hate flying. Like, it was one of those things. It was a traumatic experience, man. Like, I'm talking about, like, if you ever had turbulence where, like, glasses are falling, it was dangerous, man. Like, I thought we were going to die. Like, and we got through it. I'm like, oh, God. But, man, I'm telling you, and I never.
So you've been traumatized since.
Yes, I hate flying. Like, you know me. I'm one of the most nervous flyers you're ever seeing. So now what I do now, I grab, like, Dramamine, and I'll throw, like, 6 tablets back with a glass of wine from the hotel bar, from the airport bar. I can't be awake during a flight.
Shout out to Pete tuning in, obviously.
Pete
sends a tweet courtesy of the beat writer of Rhode Island. Just informed the Rhode Island Rams, EC Matthews will play tonight.
Ooh.
Against St. Bonaventure. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Ken.
I will.
All right.
Put that in your pipe.
All right, so Cam, your NHL picks. I'll tell you what I like in the NHL tonight. The Columbus Blue Jackets, and we're going to talk about this on the DFS hour coming up here. But you know the Jackets have 50 plus shots on goal in the last two games, Cam. They're trying to have 50 or more shots on goal for their third consecutive game. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's the thing.
They're playing the Philadelphia Flyers. You know they've beaten the Flyers 11 straight times in Columbus.